he's a mastermind defensive coach, and so we're probably going to see some stuff that we haven't seen on tape before. I mean, that's kind of just expected, and we need to be able to adjust accordingly to it.
Finally, how do you analyze Aaron Rodgers' ability to extend the plays?
I think he's one of the best at it in the league. I mean, you know, you look at quarterbacks that can run and pass. I mean, obviously, everyone, anything comes to mind is Michael Vick being able to get out of the pocket and run. But I think if you look at passing and running, I think Aaron's probably got to be up there as one of the top one or two. I mean, because he's such an accurate passer. And then if, you know, if he needs to get outside or move around or even run it, he's able to do that just as good as any quarterback in the league. And that's what makes him such a dangerous weapon. He can see a lane that he can take off and run with, and he'll do it and get good yardage on it, get positive yardage on it, and make a big play.
Finally, can you say, watching to my camera, this is Brian Bulaga, watch the Super Bowl on ESPN?
This is Brian Bulaga, watch the Super Bowl on ESPN.
Thanks a lot.
Not a problem.
Hey, Brian, this season for you personally, was there a low point after a particular game?
I don't think there was ever a low point. I know there was games I was disappointed in that I wasn't happy with. I never really looked at anything as a low point, though. I was on a flight back from a game or got home from a game and go, wow, this is the worst I felt. I mean, you have plays that you're disappointed about that you wish you could have back, but never was there a low point.
After the loss to New England or Detroit or Miami?
No, I mean, I think the whole team was upset about the whole thing. I never really looked at it as me personally having the lowest point of my rookie year. I made mistakes in the New England game for sure. Made some mistakes in the Detroit game. But never did I kind of look at it as the low point of my season.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
You've faced a lot of really good guys this year, haven't you? Is there anybody who's at the top of the list?
You know, it's hard to say. There's been so many good, actually great players that were in the Pro Bowl this year.
Week in and week out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's hard to put a finger on one of them. I mean, they've all been, every week you got to be on your toes, you got to be ready to play your best football because that's the type of player you'd be playing.
Is Woodley this guy near the top?
Woodley's one of these guys. he's one of the best in the league. I think his numbers speak for it. I think he's at 13.5 right now. Gets a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You know, he's an effective run stopper, sets the edge well, big, strong guy. So, yeah, he's up there.
What's the big challenge with him?
Well, I think, it's stopping his initial rush. I mean, he's so strong and powerful that he's able to walk tackles right back into the quarterback's lap. And obviously, you know, with Harrison coming around the other side, those two guys do a great job of feeding off each other. If one guy's speed rushing, there's a good chance the other guy's bull rushing the guy right back into him. So they do a great job of what they do. It's just a matter of being able to stop his initial surge. And then after he stops his initial surge, he's good at redirecting and making another move to get off it and get to the quarterback. So, I mean, it's going to be a constant, fundamental battle, staying sound with everything, hand placement, footwork, and just trying to extend the play as much as you can, because he works to the whistle. That's what he does.
You did a nice job against the Packers last week. Does that give you confidence moving forward?
Yeah, I've been confident the entire year, kind of what I can do, the competitive nature just of myself. I know I'm a competitive guy. Know what my capabilities are. Anytime you have a good, solid game against a very good opponent, it gives you a little more confidence, I guess. But even before that, I was confident in what I can do. Obviously, you're going against one of the best players in the league in Peppers. You know what I mean?
How did you have success against him? Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I pretty much give everything the fundamentals. I mean, that's kind of the guy. I'm a fundamental guy, footwork, hand placement, just staying sound in the scheme, not playing outside of anything, understanding drops and, timing of routes, just understanding everything and knowing, studying him, what he can do on film. Obviously, he can do a lot. A guy like that can do a lot. Just studying his moves and understanding, if you stop this, what he can counter to, and staying fundamentally sound.